This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This week, philanthropist Mackenzie Scott said she's recently given just under $2 billion to hundreds of organizations, including a number of public school districts. The schools can do whatever they want with the money. This lack of restrictions is unusual. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports.
When Superintendent Bob Nelson learned his school district in Fresno, California, would be receiving a $20 million gift, no strings attached, at first he thought it was a scam.
And then you find out, wow, this is real. And not only is it real, but dear God, like one moment we had like $1,200 in this account, and then we had like $20 million, $1,200.
Nelson wants that money for Mackenzie Scott to grow, so is investing the funds in the district's foundation to create scholarships and workforce training for students. And Nelson says the money's also a gift of confidence.
Like, we are perceived as the armpit of California. So to have somebody outside say, hey, we think what you're doing is really good. In fact, we're going to give $20 million. Like, that was like life-giving water for the Valley, quite frankly.
Meanwhile, in South Dakota, White River School District 47-1 received a $1.5 million gift. 90% of students there are Native American, and some commute long distances. Many of them play sports, so practices are staggered and can run late. Superintendent Louis Krugman says those funds could be used for a new gym.
We could use it and get students out of the building earlier, which gets them home earlier, which gets them fed earlier, and to bed earlier.
Whatever they choose, districts should be careful not to spend on things that require ongoing financial commitments, says Marguerite Rosa of Georgetown's Edgenomics Lab.
If they hire people and have to lay them off, that creates a lot of financial pain later down the road.
Still, Rosa says this kind of unrestricted philanthropy gives schools autonomy in a way government funds do not. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.